We're going to learn Daf Chav Tes today. We're going to start from sixth line from the top. Amar Avvo on Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara says like this: Amar Avvo, my time of the Rebbe. What is pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe was the one who said earlier on Daf Chav Chesam Abeis that the difference between the sunlight and the moonlight is that the sunlight spreads all around, as opposed to the moonlight that comes down straight. So the Gemara is asking, where does he get this from? How does he know this? My time at the Rebbe, because the pasuk says, that if we praise the morning star. My yelas just like my al ayelo zu karneha mafzilas lekanu lekan af shachar ze mafzila lekanu lekan. So just like a ram. Now, actually, even though the pasuk uses a female ram, Rashi says a female doesn't really have horns. It's only the males. But the males of that species, the horns spread in all different directions. So too, and it says the Elsa Shachar. So too, the morning sun, the rays spread all around, and that's how we knew that the morning sun is different than the moon, and it spreads. Okay, now once we're on this pasuk, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Zeira, Lama Nimshala Esther La Ayala. Why was Esther Hamalka referred to as a female ram? And as we know, as the Gemara in Megillah tells us, that Esther Hamalka said this kapitel tilim when she went in to see Achashverosh, when Mordechai told her to go to see Achashverosh. And what happened was, as she got to the base of Avodah Zarah, the Shechina left her. So she said this kapitel. But she refers to herself as the Ayala Sashachar. So why is she referred to as an Ayala? Lamilcha ma Ayala Rachmat Sar v'chaviva al Baila. Just like a female ram, its womb is narrow, and therefore remains interesting for desirable for her husband, her mate. Kol shah v'shah, every single time, kishah v'shah, as if it's the first time. After Esther, ho'is ha'chaviva ha'lachashverosh, kol shah v'shah, kishah v'shah, so too Esther Amalka remained attractive to Achashverosh every single time. Amar Ravasi, lama nimshala Esther l'shachar. Why is she referred to as the morning? Lama l'cha ma'ashachar, soif kol ha'laylo, just like the morning star is the end of the night. Af Esther, soif kol ha'nisim, so too Esther Amalka represents the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara says, "Va'ika Chanukah." What do you mean? There are other nisim historically that happened, and Chanukah especially. The Gemara answers, "Nita li kasuv kamrina." What we're referring to is those kinds of nisim that were that are on the level that Chazal wrote a navi for them. But we know, and that assumes that the Megillas Esther was also part on that category, that it was appropriate to be written as a Navi. Sahanich, the Mandi Amar Esther Nitna, because of that Megillah Esther was supposed to be written as, treated like a Navi, for example. you can't, if you touch the Megillah, your hands become tummy. But according to the Mandi Amar that says that Megillah Esther is not on that Madrega, so now what's special about Esther different than, for example, Chanukah? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Mukum lo k'rabin yamar bar yafes amar Rav Elozer. We'll explain according to Rav Yafes. Excuse me, Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes, in the name of Rabbi Lozer. I'm Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes, I'm Rabbi Lozer. Lama nimshalo tefilos and shal tzadikim ka'ayales. Why is the tefilo that tzadikim daven like a ram? Lama lecha ma'ayala zu. Kozman shemagadelos karneha maftzilois. Just like a ram. As long as it continues to grow, its horns continue to grow new sprouts and new and spread out. Af tzadikim kolz man shemarbin betfilos and tfilos and nishma. So to a tzadik, as long as they continue to daven, their tfilos will eventually be heard. So the Marshan, so the Meiri also explains pshat in this Gemara that you shouldn't feel bad about chepering, so to speak, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you continue to daven for the same thing over and over and over again. It's not a problem. Eventually, if a person continues to daven, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will listen. So the mashal and the nimshal is, as long, just like a ram, it continues to have an impact. As the ram continues to grow, the horns continue to have an impact, so too a tzaddik's tefillah, as long as he continues to daven, will have an impact on the future. And the Marsha explains that this is really just another proof that this is referring to the sunlight in the morning. It's spread all over, just like the ram's horns spread in all directions. So too, again, they're referring to the Ayala Sashachar, the the sun rays spread in all different directions. So too, the tzaddikim's tefillah also spread and continue to have an impact in various locations. Okay, shachtoi es hatam. Now we're going to go back to the process of the Kohen Gadol. However, first the Gemara has to explain where this fits into this story. Now, the Mishnah had previously, just to set this up so we can appreciate the Gemara's kasha, the Mishnah had said that we need to have somebody on the roof telling us that the sunlight came up, otherwise we can make a mistake and shech the carbon tamid too early. The next line of the Mishnah refers to the fact that the Kohen Gadol goes downstairs to the mikvah the first time when he wakes up in the morning. Well, he doesn't wake up, but before he starts the avodah in the morning. So the Gemara says, Amos, when did this story happen that they ended up shechting the carbon tamid too early? So if we're referring to a regular day during the year, again, because we set it up that the next step after they shechted this carbon was that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah, so we think the story happened one and the same. So on a regular day, it doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol. So how does it fit? So rather, if you're talking about the Kohen Gadol, you're saying that this story happened on Yom Kippur. But is there moonlight? Because you have to realize that the Yom Kippur is always the 10th of the month. In the beginning of the month, the moon rises and sets early in the night, not late in the night. So by the morning time, there is no moon. So there's no way they could have confused the morning light with the moon. The moon would have set, you know, hours ago. So this story cannot possibly have happened on a Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, The moon rises
at Shkia and sets.
Sets in the middle of the night. What?
Yeah.
So it sets in the middle of the night. So it couldn't possibly have happened that in the beginning of the morning there was moonlight there to confuse
already,
the people.
Already at the end, other side of the
right.
Rise of night.
So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Ubiyayim HaKippurim Ki Omar Barak Barakai Yeridu Kohen Gadol Beisat Tefillah. They're really two different things. One is there was a story about why it's necessary to make sure that it's really morning. And the second thing is, and on Yom Kippur, when that story happens, not the story that they shechted the carbon in the wrong place, but the announcement that it was morning time. So when that happens, then the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah to start the avodah. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Tanei Avu the Rebbe Aben Lo Yizu Bavad Amru Ela Af Melika Sa'oif Ukmitzas Mincha Belaila Tisar. If we had mentioned that if they shechted the carbon tamid too early, the carbon is pasul, we should know that it doesn't only refer to a regular shechita, it also refers to malika, which is a type of shechita that they did in the Beis Hamikdash on a bird, and also kmitza is the scooping of the flour in a carbon mincha that represents the shechita part of the carbon. If that's done at night in the not inappropriate time, it also makes the carbon pasul. So the Gemara says, Bishlaima oilas ha'oif maida have habit. I understand by the malika, once you do malika, you chop off the bird's head. So obviously, the carbon is possible. The carbon is possible, and it's going to be, there's nothing you can do about it. So we have to be careful not to do the malika too early. Elakoimitz, but when we're talking about scooping out the flour from the carbon mincha, now on the top of Amud Beis, Nahadre, just put the flour back into the pot, and then redo the kmitza during the day. What's the problem? So you'll start over again. What's the big deal? If they did it too early, so they'll redo it later. So the Gemara answers, Hutani love who amr love. So he asked the question, and he answered it himself. Because it says, because the din is, klisharis mekadshon afilu shaloi bezmanoi. So the klisharis, you do the kmitza for the carbon mincha, you have to take the kmitza and you have to put it into a separate klisharis. And that klisharis actually gives a kedusha. Now the problem is that once the din is that the kmitza has a din of kmitza, because you put it into the klisharis and it became hektish because of the klisharis. So the rest of the flour in the original pot also becomes the shirayim. It has a din of shirayim. So putting the kmitza back into the shirayim is not going to help you anymore, because you can't take kmitza from shirayim. It has a din shirayim already. So memeli, you cannot redo it. It's not only a din that the kmitza is no good, it's also a matter of the rest of the flour in the pot becomes shirayim, so you cannot redo it. So it's also too late to redo the carbon mincha. Alright, so now that we've established this din, that it becomes possible because you did it at night, so the Gemara goes off on to discuss this. Meisve, I ask you a question. Say a klal. Kol ha-korev b'yoyim, kodesh b'yoyim. The rule is that any type of carbon that the time frame to be brought is during the day, it only becomes kodesh. This is the simple pshat in how we understand these words. It only can create a kedusha during the day. The kol ha-korev b'layla, and those type of carbonists that are relevant at night, kodesh b'layla. So they become, their kedusha also is chal at night. For example, as Rashi says, the minchas nesachim, the pouring of the wine, that they become their time to bring them, to pour them, is at night. Okay, so those things that are applied during the day and night, also their kedusha can apply during the day and the night. For our purposes, katani miyos, however, it starts off in the beginning of this memra. So it says those things that are brought typically during the day only have kedusha during the day. So it only applies during the day. If so, the carbon mincha, for example, and the carbon tamid, all these carbonos, well, specifically the carbon mincha that we talked about, the kmitza is chal, since the carbon mincha is a type of carbon that only comes during the day, at night should have no impact whatsoever. Shouldn't have any kedusha at night, because we said it only becomes kaddish during the night, during the day, because it's a carbon during the day. So the Gemara answer is very interesting. Dilma ain't a kaddish li karev, av a kaddish li pasul, lifsal. Right. It's true that it doesn't have the full fledged kedusha, and you cannot, as a result of that, consider that a carbon that you brought. However, it does have a remnant of kedusha to the extent that it can create a psul. So, for example, if you created this kmitza and then someone who's mechusar kippurim, or somebody who's not at tful yoyim, who didn't go to the mikvah and he's tummy, if he touches it, he makes it psul, because it has that level of kedusha. And therefore, since it has that level of kedusha, it has enough kedusha that when the morning comes, starts, that morning is going to create a din of lina. So it will have a din of psul. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira asks, Sidras Alechem Vesab Zichin Achara Shabbos. Let's say, for whatever reason, they didn't have the Lechem upon him and the Zichin ready on Shabbos. So they first only put it onto the Shulchan on Sunday. The Hikter Esab Zichin Shabbos. So the next Shabbos, meaning 6 days later, or 7 days later, they went and they brought the Bezichin Psula. It makes the lechem upon him possible. Now we have to understand this. Ketzad yaseh. So what should you do? Yanichen el Shabbos haba. What you should do is you should let it go for the, meaning if you started Sunday, let's call Sunday the first day of the month, just for argument's sake. So Shabbos would be day number 7. You don't bring the carbon, the lechem upon him on day number 7. Rather, you wait till day number 14. And on 14, that's when you'll bring the carbon. That's when it becomes, you have to wait through an entire Shabbos. It's not a problem for the fact that the lechem upon him is sitting there through a Shabbos, because, well, we'll see, the Gemara is going to define that in a second, but it's not a problem because it's long, it hasn't been there for the duration that it needs to be, which is the minimum of 7 days from Shabbos to Shabbos. Okay, so that's the halacha, but the problem is that it says that the bezichin make it possible when you bring the bezichin. But based on what we just said before, why does it make it possible? Why is it okay to leave the lechem upon him on the shulchan for 14 days or 13 days, right till the following Shabbos? Why doesn't it make the fact that it's there over Shabbos? It should have the din of kedusha because it's on the shulchan. It should at least, okay, it's true that the putting it on the shulchan isn't enough to make it kosher to bring the carbon, but it should, as we said before, it has enough kedusha to make it possible. So being on the shulchan, it should have a psul of lina. So Friday night, when it's there, the Friday night, and the first Friday night, and it doesn't get brought the next day, the next Shabbos should have a psul of lina. So Amarova Mandaka Moisiv Shaprika Moisiv. Rava says, Taka Gukasha, why doesn't it have a psul of lino? He doesn't understand. It's a Mishnah, so we need to explain this. Vavua the Reb Abin Nami Masnisan Kamar, and he even brought a Mishnah. The Kosovar he holds Laila in Laila, so he explains the Pshas like this. Kosovar Laila ain Mechusar's man Yoim Mechusar's man. The difference is that when you're dealing with a carbon that the psul is that it's nighttime during versus daytime. When you're, for example, let's just stick to the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid, or regular carbon mincha. The carbon mincha, be'etzem, I could have brought the mincha today, Tuesday, during the day. For whatever reason, I didn't bring it. And now, Tuesday at night, which is Wednesday morning, right, before Wednesday starts, that's when I decide to do my kmitza. So that mincha, that flower, really could have been brought as a carbon any time, and you decided to do it in a pasul time. You just created a psul by doing it at night. You could have done it Tuesday. You could have waited till Wednesday. Instead, you did it at night, so it's pasul. That's why. So it's not missing anything other than the fact that you're doing it at the wrong time. However, the lechem apanim on a regular Sunday, If it wasn't on the shulchan that past Shabbos, on Sunday it's mechusar much more than just I could have brought it earlier. I can't, because I missed the time completely. It's not a kosher or carbon. It doesn't become lechem upon him until Shabbos. It has to be, it's mechusar the whole zman. It doesn't have any, there's much more than just a dark outside that's the issue. The issue is it's not ready yet to be a carbon. again, in contrast to the Karban Mincha, for example, the Karban Mincha is ready to be a Karban. It was ready this afternoon. It's perfectly kosher. I just missed my boat, so I waited till the nighttime to do the Kamitza. But that's why it's really in the time frame, it's just at the wrong moment. So that's why it's possible. Whereas the Lechem Aponim, it's not the time frame at all, because it's missing 6 days. It has to be on Shabbos. So till Shabbos comes about, there's nothing you could do to make it into lechem aponim. So therefore, that type of lechem aponim is not going to make it possible. So to have it sit on the shulchan for 14 days is not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me it's only because on a Sunday, on a regular Sunday, it's not a time that impacts the availability of making this a kosher carbon. If so, the next line of the Gemara is Kimata Be Shimshay Tikdash Vitipasol. So now Friday night is really part of Shabbos now. So Friday night, as soon as it's after Shkia, it should automatically make it possible. It should be rather the fact that it's on the Shulchan during on a Shabbos period, it should make the Bezichin and the Lechem Aponim Kadosh. And now when it goes through Shabbos and you didn't bring it, it should make it possible. It should make the carbon possible because it went through. It now is on the shulchan at a time when it's in the parsha because it's on Shabbos. So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Amar Ravina shekodem v'solkoi. What you have to do, Enochanami, if that's the case, if they didn't end up putting the lechem upon him onto the shulchan until after Shabbos, the next Friday night they're going to have to remove it from the table so that when the kedusha is chal, it's not on the table and doesn't take on the din of putting it into a kli shareis. Then you restock it on Shabbos. So now that you're restocking it on Shabbos, so now that's the proper time to put it into the... You're not doing it in the wrong time, because it's not nighttime, it's daytime. You'll put the lechem aponim back onto the shulchan during the daytime of Shabbos, and now it could sit there till the following Shabbos without ever going through a period when it was possible. That's the Gemara's solution. You don't have to remove it. The difference is, kiven shesidroi shaloikim mitzvasa, since you did it at a time, which again, it's not really the time to do lechem aponim at all, nasa kemoi shesidroi hakoif. It's no different than a monkey taking some bread and putting it on the shulchan. Putting something into the kli sharis is more than the existence of the object inside a kli. It has to be done with an act of putting it into a kli that could create the kedusha. So here also, it's like, since Sunday is not a time, so any act that you're going to do is a non-existing act. And therefore, it's no different than a monkey putting the bread on the shulchan, and it doesn't create any kedusha. It's not just a matter of being on the table, it's a matter of how it gets onto the table. So since Sunday is not a day, or, you know, during the week is not a day that you put lechem upon him, that act is not considered an act of putting it into a kli sharis, and it's not going to create any kedusha. So you don't have to remove. The point is, you don't have to remove the lechem aponim from the shulchan on the Friday night before, because you don't have to worry about being there at a time when it's possible. All right. So now the Gemara now continues. So it says that any time a person the end of the Mishnah finished off, if a person goes to the bathroom, they have to wash their hands and feet, and if they went gedolim, then if they had a bowel movement, they have to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Bishlaim regalim, your feet, mishum nitzoytzos. So I understand why the kohen has to wash his hands, because there are some drips from going to the bathroom that could get on his feet. He has to wash off his feet. But why do he have to wash his hands? How did your hands get dirty? So the Gemara says, if so, that proves that it is a mitzvah to dry your legs so that there are no driplets on your legs. And the problem is, as the Gemara is going to explain in a second, this is a Rai now on the top of Daf Lamed. This proves Rav Ami's point, which is, a person is not allowed to leave the area, the bathroom, with driplets on his feet, because that makes him look like he's the kind of person that's a krush shivcha. Because a healthy person, when they go to the bathroom, the flow goes far away from him and it doesn't get on his feet. But whereas a krush shivcha, somebody who has a problem, who is not able to give birth, doesn't have a proper function, so his flow drops short and gets all over his legs. And therefore, so what happens is, if people see that he has driplets on his leg, so they'll say, oh, he's obviously the kind of person who has a function problem. And if so, the children from his wife can't be his, because he's not capable of having children. So they'll start saying that his children are mamzerim. The mele, it's important that a person doesn't look like he's the kind of person that has driplets on his leg. So it's required, it's an obligation to... The person is required to wash his legs with his hands. Memela, his hands also become dirty, and that's why you have to wash your hands and feet. Okay, we'll stop over here.